Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that weekends on the television, on the TV, WJCL 1230, 1230 on Sundays. I think it airs on Saturdays as well. But we cover the food scene like no one else can. I've been doing so for 15 years. On the other end of the line, Margaret, we call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning, Maggie, and welcome to the holiday season.
Good morning. Yes. Cheers. Jingle bells.
Jingle flipping bells. Here we are.
Fa-la-la-la-la. Yes.
Yeah. How was your week?
Wonderful time of the year.
Yes, it is. I do enjoy it. You know, some people get stressed out this time of year because I'm not going to get into people's heads as to why they get stressed out. Everybody has different reasons, whether it's a big family you have to shop for or dreading seeing other family you don't really like or all of the other reasons. You know, everybody has their cross to bear. I posted to Facebook. I don't know if you saw it on my personal page yesterday, but I'm just happier than a pig in poop right now. Like, just, I'm good. I've got a pile of work that's taller than a two-story building. And yes. I just need to get in a groove and do it and enjoy the holidays as I can. And I will. Got a couple of, one work trip, one pleasure trip planned between now and Christmas. But otherwise, I find myself, the older I get, the more I'm able to tune out the world. Does that make sense to you?
It does. And I think, too, that, you know, particularly with holidays, because they come every year,
yeah,
and we've been doing it now for so long, we're very indoctrined into our things, and it just gets easier. Like, it just gets easier.
It does get easier, but on the flip side of that, full disclosure, you know, my daughter came home for Thanksgiving. She came home Wednesday. We went directly from the airport to Home Depot to buy a Christmas tree. We put it up. We put lights on it Thursday, Thanksgiving, after we ate. And then yesterday, they'd gone to Tallahassee for a football game. They came back yesterday, and we very literally had about an hour and 10 minutes to put up as many ornaments as we could on that tree before we had to take her to the airport to go back to New York City. And taking her back to the airport, because, you know, there were 2 days in between there that I didn't get to spend any time with her because they left for Tallahassee. Difficult might be a strong word, but I did not enjoy having to send her back so quickly.
As your kids get older, that produces a different kind of challenge.
Yes. Yes. But that's why, as you know, I think I told you, I'm going to see her up there in 2 weeks. So to do all the Christmas things in one day, it is a quick trip. But anyway,
wow.
Did you eat a lot? I know you had plans for Thanksgiving.
I did. We ate, I think, for 8 hours on Thanksgiving.
My goodness.
You know, we started with the appetizers and the obligatory Bloody Marys, and we took a break. We got some exercise. We went for a nice long walk in the forest preserve, and then went at it again, you know, for the whole meal schedule.
Yeah.
And everything was fabulous. I had a great Thanksgiving.
Good. So did I. I'll share this funny because it was quite amusing. I made the mac and cheese. I think I told you last week that I was going to make the mac and cheese. And I did. And some of it started to bubble over in the oven. And it was.
Oh, no. I hate that.
That has rarely happened to me. But it did happen this time. And it started to smoke in the house. Like, I didn't realize how smoky the kitchen family room was, because it's one great room. I didn't realize how smoky it was until I left the room and came back and saw that the room was filled with smoke. So I opened the back door. I have French doors that go out to my back deck, double doors to let some of this smoke out. and the smoke alarm goes off, and we have a hardwire smoke alarm, so there's no, you know, climb up on a ladder and unplug it for a minute because you know there's no fire. It's hardwired. And so the smoke alarm goes off 90 to nothing. It will not stop because this room is full of smoke. So I'm trying to, I open the front door to the house. I'm trying to figure out, trying to get a draft to come through, trying to figure out what to do. And I look in the hallway by my front door. Don't laugh. You're going to laugh anyway. See, you're already laughing. Last week, ahead of Thanksgiving, I had borrowed my friend's leaf blower. So I see it. I see the leaf blower laying in the hallway by the front door so I can return it to him. And I'm like, oh, I know what I'm going to do. And I don't say a word. My sister's there. My wife is there. My daughter's there. And they're just up and sticking their fingers in their ears because the smoke alarm is obnoxious. And I plug in the leaf blower in the hallway and I come blowing into the family room and I'm pointing the leaf blower. And I don't need to tell you, those things are loud. It's an electric one. And I'm pointing this leaf blower directly at the smoke alarm to try to blow the smoke away from it. So we've got the beep of the smoke alarm. We've got the howling of this leaf blower. We've got the TV on listening to Christmas music. And my sister's laughing. My wife is videotaping all of this on her phone. And I'm just standing there. Pointing it at the... But guess what?
It worked.
It worked. Hey, man. By whatever means necessary. It was interesting. Anyway,
that is hilarious.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But
you got to do. Yeah.
Thanksgiving. Our meal was great. My daughter made. Coquito. Have you ever had coquito? You had to have. You lived in Costa Rica, right?
That, and I don't think I have. That sounds really awesome.
You know what? I might bring you some this week. Well,
tonight's your chance.
Yeah. Yes, you and I are having dinner at a location TBA tonight. Yes, I'll bring you some. But yes. My daughter made some, and I had been asked, her and my sister had been asking me for weeks about a recipe, and I'm like, man, I've never made it before. I've only other people have made it, and so I found a recipe, and let me back up. Coquito, for those who don't understand or don't know what it is, coquito is like Puerto Rican eggnog, and it's rum-based, and it has, evaporated milk, condensed milk, blah, 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 spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, all kinds of stuff. And so I found a very simple Bacardi recipe. And so I said, you know what? For my daughter's first time making it, let me give her this. And so we had all the stuff. I bought some evaporated milk and she made it. And it said additional spices. And she goes, well, my daughter says, what are the additional, vanilla goes in there. What are the additional spices? And I said, well, usually it's nutmeg and star anise and clove, but not a lot of clove. Are you building an ark again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry, I'll be quiet.
Star anise and clove, which I told her, don't go crazy with clove because it's very powerful and that could disgusting it up real quick. And I wasn't paying attention because I was making my mac and cheese on the other side and doing my thing and making a spice cake with cream cheese frosting. And I heard the blender go and I turned around and she poured some. And let me tell you, Maggie, truthfully, it was some of the best I've ever had. She nailed it. And I said, what did you put? She said, all the things that you told me. And my sister says, and I was watching her and she measured it out just a little bit at a time. And she nailed it. It's strong. Don't get it twisted. But it was delicious. And we didn't even have to use Bacardi rum. We used another dark rum. But it was delicious. So I will bring you some. If anybody is interested in that, I posted a picture of mine and the recipe that I used or that she used both to Instagram and Facebook, he didn't like it, at he didn't like it. So if you're interested in making something different as a beverage this holiday season. And then when my daughter tried it, she had tried it before, but she had never tried it this good. I said, imagine that in coffee at Christmas. And she goes, ooh, that would be good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, it was delicious, and you'll get to try some a little bit later. But yeah, so Thanksgiving was traditional and quiet, and then Friday morning they left for Tallahassee to a football game, and I raced. I had some work to do, believe it or not, up in Charleston for a day. I had some places I needed to hit for reasons we'll get into another time, but. I did a six-hour foodie romp through Charleston Friday night.
Fun.
It was fun. And by 9:45, I want to say, I was back in my room. And I got up early Saturday morning, and I was back home Saturday. I could have gotten home. I stopped at Publix to do some shopping. But I could have gotten home Saturday morning before 11, just up and go. But I got home about 12:30. So I went to, have you ever been to Malagon, the tapas place on Spring Street?
No, I haven't.
Malagon is absolutely delicious. I also went to Estadio, which is down the street. It's also another tapas place down the street on Spring. The best, for me, the best espresso martini in Charleston is at Felix, Bar Felix on Upper King. Right next door, very literally next door to the Ordinary seafood place.
All right, yes, I know that.
Yeah, right next door to it. And then where else did I end up? Had a glass of wine at 39 Rue de Jean, which I enjoy.
And, I love Rue de Jean.
Yeah, yeah, it's a nice...
Love it there.
It's a nice vibe in there. I really do enjoy it. And then my last stop that I usually try to make my last stop is a tiny dive bar called the Faculty Lounge. It's in the middle of a residential neighborhood that if you didn't know it was there, you'd have no idea. So it's pretty cool. So yeah, then I got back and watched football all weekend and kind of recharged my battery and here we are. Do you have big plans for December?
You know, there's a lot going on. A lot going on in December, and it starts now.
Yeah.
My daughter, who spent Thanksgiving with her dad's family and her grandmother in Georgia, she came home. We're doing our Thanksgiving thing now.
Right.
So our traditions for the holidays have begun, and we usually start with, we do things like we start a big puzzle. We've already started that. We decorate, obviously, for the holidays, and this year, actually, we got like a two-week head start on that. So my tree and my decorations have been up for 2 weeks when my daughter came home. She came home a couple of weekends ago to help me with a big party I was cooking for.
Right.
And so we decided that we better get our act together because, you know, now that she's in grad school and she's only here certain times, we have less time to do all the things that, you know, that we have planned that we need to do.
Right.
So yeah, I've been decked out for Christmas for a couple weeks now. And, we just sort of are putting the finishing touches on that. Like I said, we've started our puzzle, our Christmas puzzle. And then last night we drove around to look at all the Christmas lights on the island. So this, you know, this week of the year is when everybody starts putting up their lights and all the shopping malls and the entrances to all the gated, communities, the firehouse at on William Hilton Parkway right next to the Presbyterian Church. They do a big thing, and it's our favorite. We love it. And then, you know, Shelter Cove has a big thing in Caligny Plaza and Dove Street. And so we took about an hour last night and drove the whole island.
Very cool.
So, yeah, so there's that. And then I always have a holiday party, so that's coming up this Saturday. And I've been prepping and provisioning for that for already now a couple of weeks. And then Ellery, my sweet daughter, was born December 5th. So she gets lost in the shuffle of the holidays unless we do like something specific. So this year, and we've done this many times, so this is not new, but we're going to Universal for her birthday. We're going to take three nights, and we've got park tickets So we're going to do all that. It's been a few years since we've been, so we're really excited.
Good.
Good. Yeah, so that lots of like things, fun. And then it just goes on from there. I've got some other parties that I'm cooking for people's Christmases that they've asked me to, you know, so I'm busy. And I've got lots of real estate stuff going on. I've been showing property all weekend as well, so yeah, it's a great time of year. A good balance of work and, you know, celebrations.
Balance is so important. Balance is so important.
So true.
You know, people get caught up in, you know, and I'm guilty as charged. I can remember a number of years ago before I started my own business where, you know, you'd get invited to 5, 7, 10 holiday gatherings over the course of December. And that's a lot. And
goodness.
Yeah. My record in 1 year was 13. But
wow.
Yeah. But no, I even when I get invites now, it takes an act of Congress to get me anywhere outside of my own little comfort zone because, you know, I have work to do and I do. Of course, I love sharing the holidays with some of my closer friends, but I like to keep my guardrails up this time of year because it can get overwhelming. We do.
Well, it sure can. Yeah. And, you know, there's only so much time in every day.
Yep. Told you I'm going to see my daughter literally for 1 day. I have work to do in Florida. I'm leaving Wednesday. I'll be back next Monday. And then I told you we do a big old Christmas Eve party for 50, 60 people, and that takes planning and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, next thing you know, it'll be New Year's.
Well, and you've got your menu planned already. I think, aren't you a little bit of a creature of habit when it comes to that, your Christmas Eve party?
Yeah.
You have your staples.
Yeah, staples, but I always dress it up like, you know, there's the staples, but then 1 year I did beef bourguignon, 1 year I did coq au vin, 1 year I did, that's outside of the staples. So yeah, you know, those are things that I will think through probably this week when I'm in the car driving to Florida and you know, doing my thing. But you and I will reconvene next Monday morning to talk about a wonderful week and our dining experience that we are going to enjoy this evening, which we are not sharing where we are going quite yet.
It's a secret.
Yes, top secret. yeah, I'm looking forward to it. First time for me, so it should be fun. Tell us where we can find you if we would like to buy a humble abode on your lovely island.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jatan team at eXp Realty. And my website, margaretcrenshaw.com, will guide you directly towards our website where you can view property listings for sale.
Sounds like a plan. All right.
All right.
Thank you, Maggie. I will see you this evening. And thanks, everyone, for hanging out with us. And we will see you right back here next Monday morning.